Proposed tariffs, both Canadian and American, do not apply to us, said Robinson Huron-Wah Windamaguin, RHW, the political working group advancing the causes of the Robinson-Huron Treaty Nations, in a March 10 press release. As self-determining nations, the signatory First Nations of the Robinson-Huron Treaty of 1850 have long governed their trade and economic relations, including trade with relatives across the Canada-U.S. Medicine Line, Border, reads the release. The imposition of external tariffs on First Nations commerce undermines their jurisdiction and disregards the treaty relationship with the Crown. Not only fearing that the tariffs may be part of a broader strategy to weaken Canada's economy and access natural resources, RHW assert that the Jay Treaty of 1794 affirms the right of Indigenous peoples to trade and navigate within their territories, across the Medicine Line, the border between Canada and the U.S. They also affirm their right to be part of any discussion that involves their lands and treaties. First Nations in the Robinson-Huron Treaty Territory regularly trade goods, services, and resources with Indigenous nations across the border, exercising their inherent right to economic self-sufficiency. The relationships between Indigenous communities on both sides of the border should not be subject to disputes between Canada and the U.S., the release states. Our nations have never relinquished our inherent rights to govern our lands, economies, and trade, said Chief Kathy Stevens of Nipissing First Nation. Canada must respect our rights rather than allowing our trade and economies to be disrupted by political maneuvering. First Nations trade is not a bargaining chip. The Jay Treaty of 1794 affirms the right of Indigenous peoples to trade and navigate within their territories across the Medicine Line, states the release. Article 3 of the treaty states, Indians dwelling on either side of the boundary line may freely pass and repass, and freely carry on trade and commerce with each other. In their release, RHW states Canada continues to ignore these rights in trade discussions, creating barriers that impact First Nations economies, and they call on the federal government to honor its legal and treaty obligations and ensure First Nations trade remains uninhibited by tariffs. There is also a concern about the resources available on the Robinson-Huron Treaty lands. The region is rich in minerals, forestry, and energy resources, which have long been extracted without equitable participation or consent from First Nations. RHW also states their concern surrounding tariffs they see as part of a broader strategy to weaken Canada's economy and access the vast natural resources within the Robinson-Huron Treaty territory. The region is rich in minerals, forestry, and energy resources, which have long been extracted without equitable participation or consent from First Nations. Scott McLeod, former chief of Nipissing First Nation who now works for RHW, states that tariffs are more than an economic dispute, they have implications for illegal resource extraction in our treaty territory. Our lands and resources have generated wealth for others while our communities are left behind. We will not allow trade policies to further erode our rights. First Nations within the Robinson-Huron Treaty Territory have never surrendered economic sovereignty over their lands, states the release, and the treaty relationship did not transfer resource ownership. It only allowed extraction under the condition that First Nations be adequately compensated. RHW reminds both governments that accessing these resources requires full participation and consent from First Nations, states the release. The RHW feels that disregarding First Nations in trade talks undermines the treaty relationship, which is based on mutual recognition and shared responsibilities. These agreements were meant for coexistence, not unilateral decision-making by governments imposing policies without First Nations consent, states the release. They also recite the legal principle, first in time, first in right, recognized in British common law, which asserts that first possession grants superior rights. This underlies Aboriginal rights, the Royal Proclamation of 1763, and all treaty agreements, yet Canada and the U.S. continue to violate this by ignoring First Nations trade rights, states the release. We are not stakeholders, we are rights holders, Trade decisions affecting our lands, economies, and treaty rights must include us at the table, stated Chief Wilma Lee Johnston of Serpent River First Nation. Governments cannot continue making unilateral decisions that disregard our sovereignty, treaties, and economic security. In their release, RHW urges all levels of government to respect First Nation sovereignty and engage in meaningful dialogue to uphold treaty obligations. You can find more information about the Robinson-Huron-Wa-Windamaguin on their website.